Once again, we are tuned into the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. We once again thank you all for picking us when you could have put your listening ears on any other thing out there. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Ms. Parker, how you feeling today?
Oh, child, I'm over it today. But yeah, that's neither here nor there.
All right. So today we're going to talk about how do you fix your passion in your business? So this comes from a listener's insight, maybe request.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it deals with, I guess, saying your business did not do what you thought it did.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you regroup,
mm-hmm.
relaunch, reprioritize, or maybe repackage your business? Yeah. And I think we've hit some nails on this head before.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the main thing that comes from this is that lots of times business owners feel unsupported.
Yes.
And I think from that non-support factor, it makes them or it entices them to start over, change course.
Yeah.
Fix issues that may not need fixing. And from that perspective, it feels like I'm just going to redo everything I just tried.
Yeah, I think when you say it like that, the whole redo everything I just tried, to me, it gives very much bull in a china shop.
It demolished the whole thing.
Yeah, you're plowing through. You just coming in, you know, like ripping the wallpaper down. Like, do you really need to do all of that? But it's the failure, right?
That the business owner is deeming it.
Yeah, it's the failure by whichever, you know, metrics they put in place for them to deem it failure. The whole start over, redo, rework. I guess that aligns to their passion.
And you can also just think about it like this. What we always talked about, checking your ego at the door is a business owner.
And that actually leads me to another point. I think at some point, just like you said, you have to check your ego, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point, you have to really decide, is it passion that you're, you know, displaying, or is it point proving that you're seeking?
So that's that ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you are quote unquote passionate about your business, we already talked about this. Nobody can love it more than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means you got to pub your business 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
As much as you can.
Right.
You can't rely on others to like, share, subscribe, and make you feel good as a business owner.
Yeah.
Or let those metrics, as you said, deem your business successful.
Right.
If you are in a business that is for profit, which means making money,
mm-hmm.
your biggest success measurement is, can you stay in business?
Are you sustainable? Are you sustaining? Go ahead.
We talked about it in previous episodes. Is your business thriving, surviving, or dying?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this.
But it sounded like at the point of the point past thriving, the point beyond surviving, now you're in dying, right?
Yes.
That's when a human being would deem failure. Right?
Yes, because your business is struggling.
It's struggling. And so that's where the whole passion piece comes from. And I think that passion piece could go one of two ways. We could go, because I love this so much, I'm going to rework this because I know there's something there. It could go, you know, it could go right, right?
Yes.
Or it could go left. Because there's so many haters, I have a point to prove. So I'm gonna redo this again. And so are you redoing it for the right purpose?
I mean, all those things you just said are very true. But how, as a business owner, do you worry about haters?
I don't have time for that.
To me, that takes your energy
I don't have time
in
for
a
that.
negative
It
context.
does. But I think what should also be understood is anytime anyone doesn't necessarily agree with you 100%, that's a, if you were to, you know, do hash marks under pro and cons, that's a con.
Yes.
So I guess you could deem them as a hater, right? Whatever. It doesn't matter.
That would negatively affect.
Yeah. So you're going to have people that don't agree, that are going to skew the results from the way you want it to be skewed. But your metrics shouldn't be based on perception. Your passion shouldn't be proving a point of success, you know, success or failure. It should be, this is, you know, my true passion, something that I want to do. And I'm going to work on this because I think there's something there.
Yes. And in all that, you basically said, are you running, working your business for you or against them?
Yeah. Yes. I think there's passion on both ends of that spectrum. I think it's just a matter of way your passion is perceived and maybe the direction you point your passion in. Your passion could come from trying to prove people wrong. Your passion could come from a failure. Your passion could come from a success. That might be that last spark you needed to keep going.
I mean, let's say if you officially relaunched your business, which means you changed a lot of
some things
about a business, and then you didn't develop an advertising budget
right
for the relaunch. So you're relaunching with the same business plan as you had from the original perceived failure that you deemed it.
So is that really a relaunch?
I don't know. Is it a restart?
I don't know.
Or is it a repeat?
Oh. Hmm.
See?
I like the replay. Hold on, I didn't think about that.
See?
I like the repeat. I like that.
Are you
a restart? Repeat? Okay.
Are you a repeat offender of your business not being successful in your own eyes?
So at that point, hell, your own passion is driving your own failures because you won't turn the windshield wipers on to clear the road to see what's really up there.
I mean, if I'm a person and people have told me, you got to host your business multiple times a day.
Right. Oh, yeah.
On multiple.
Multiple channels.
Multiple channels, yeah. With multiple advertising
or marketing.
Has to be
tailored for each audience.
Yes. And in your relaunch, you did one solid post.
Yeah.
Did you actually relaunch your business?
Right.
Or did you just repeat the same things that landed you in the spot where you're sitting right now?
So the failure that bred the passion did not re-energize the thought process.
Exactly. If you are running the race, a different race,
yeah,
the same way you ran the last race,
yeah,
and you came in last,
yeah, you need to change some things up.
You need to change your strategy.
Yeah. But if you're taking it and you're making it about proving a point, right? Then a lot of times, if we're being stubborn, we're not going to change things because I'm proving a point. So, but this is the thing. You could try to prove a point two ways. You know me, I get 2, 3, 4 ways.
Yes.
You could prove a point that no matter how things don't go, how I want them to go, you know, that may equate to, you know, a failure. I'm going to go redo it. I'm going to rework. I'm going to re-strategize. I'm going to be re-energized. and I'm a restart my process, right? And come up with something new. Or you can say, hey, you as a person or a human being, those human beings out there think what I did was a failure. So just so you know, you're not keeping me down. I'm going to go do it again.
Yes.
That's proving a point. Like, that's that bull in the china shop.
2021?
Yeah.
I think it was. We were working with an advertising agency. I call them that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, we're going to backlink your website to the journals. So, right.
Based on, like, the creation.
A Watch for the Hook.
A Watch for the Hook, yeah. Which is fine, but yeah.
At that time, we thought it was fine. Yeah. Hindsight, 3, 4, 5 years later, we realized they should have linked us to fashion magazines, to apparel advertising.
Or I'm going to say it like this. I'm not going to tell you what you should have linked us to. I'm going to say you should not have linked us to what you did.
Yes, because it wasn't fruitful.
It didn't. It didn't align.
No. It ran with the premise of what started Watch for Hook.
Right.
The cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
But we're past that.
Yes, that's not the purpose of the brand, right?
Purpose of the brand is to empower.
Right.
Through positive messaging and graphics and bringing people 100% authentic business logic.
Yeah.
The business logic part, you know where that came into effect? This podcast.
Yeah.
That was 2022.
Right.
That technically could have been a relaunch.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a rebrand. Moving the way we thought about how we were projecting
mm-hmm.
the look.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't do it because of no hater.
No. And we didn't do it because of failures. But you know what else? I think you can find the passion in your failures, right? Passion mm-hmm. in your failures. But you can also use your failures as fuel. Well, to me, that might be a little bit more, I'm going to say, like my 1920s time frame, a little bit more proper. Yeah. Using your failures as fuel.
And, you know, you need fuel to build what? Fire.
You do.
But.
And fire is energy.
Yes. But if it turns into a wildfire, is it serving the purpose you want it to do?
It's not. If it's destructive.
A wildfire is uncontrolled.
Yeah.
So now your business, your passion, it's now become uncontrolled.
So is that going back to proving a point? Because like I said, you can prove a point that I have something. I want to make this work one way, or you can try to prove a point another way that, you know, like y'all some haters. You thought you knocked me down. I ain't back up.
But you back up to where?
And you didn't change anything.
Are you back up to where you got knocked down from?
Yeah, I don't know. And that you wanna go beyond that point. When you get back up, you wanna get back up having elevated beyond the point you got knocked down.
Elevation takes time.
It does.
It takes effort.
A little bit of rework.
And it takes precise direction.
Mm-hmm.
And it also takes capital.
Mm-hmm.
Keep telling y'all, access to capital.
Yeah.
I was listening to another podcast early this week, and it was, and I'm going to say this, it was talking about New York Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about how last year there were 13 Black-owned businesses at New York Fashion Week. This year there were 3.
I was going to say, what was it, 3?
It was 3.
Yeah.
And one of the people who was at New York Fashion Week talked about the fact, where are our Black celebrities or the Black influencers who are taking pride in the Black-owned businesses in that area? They talked about how this new up-and-coming majority person had one of the biggest sets, and they were like, they ain't done shit.
Mm.
They ain't accomplished nothing.
Mm-mm.
But They got that access to capital. They got that plug. It's the
them
same.
Resources.
Yeah, it's the same thing. If you're talking about a relaunch, rebrand, a refocus, it's your access to resources.
Yeah.
What
resources?
Yeah. What resources did you go now find when you are relaunching, rebranding, reprioritizing? If your answer is none, then you didn't accomplish it.
I don't know that much will change or I don't know that you're even able to change much if, you know, the business plan or the blueprint didn't change. Because I'm like, at this point, what did you learn? Also, are you able to identify what caused the failure, right? Other than the metric by which you deem it a failure or a success, right? What specifically, if you were to break it down and itemize it, what specifically, you know, directly impacted the failure or success?
Remember we talked about...
That's what you need to work in.
We talked about leaping without a plan. How do you jump off the same cliff 5 times and not change your plan?
You aren't paying attention. It's proving a point.
You see that pause in your voice?
Yeah.
That's because you had to think it out. You're like, damn, why would you go do the same thing over and over again?
Yeah.
Expecting a different result.
That makes no sense.
What's that term?
Insanity.
You have become insane with proving people wrong.
Yeah.
To the point you have not fixed your business.
Right. You've not targeted and focused on what you need to. Yeah.
You have not become concise. You haven't developed that tunnel vision. Yeah. Sometimes businesses need that tunnel vision. What they say, keeping the main thing.
Right, that's true.
If the main thing that you are trying to do is prove people wrong, you ain't even looking at your business. You looking at them.
Yeah. So something else is the focus. But definitely use your failure, what you deem as a failure, as your fuel. But make sure it's focused in the right area.
That is so true. You have to get better than what your last iteration was.
Right.
If your last iteration and your new iteration is just one extra post a week, that's the same iteration.
Yeah.
If your last iteration was, I'm going to talk to the same people I was talking to last time.
Right.
You're going to get the same result.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to, what do we always talk about? You got to find new customers.
You do.
You got to find new friends.
You do.
You got to find new people who are vested in what you are either selling or telling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just it, folks. I mean, you have to, as they say, flip the script.
Yeah, you do.
If you're rerunning or rewriting or re-auditioning or re-talking the same script, too many people are going to listen to it.
No, there's no change there.
No.
So you can use passion, you know, from your failure, that, you know, that passion to be able to get back up and keep pushing. But make sure it's focused. It's with a purpose.
And I'm going to tell you one of the biggest things that our business owners, asking other business owners for raw and unfiltered feedback.
You think it hurts?
I mean, if you want the truth, what do they say? The truth hurts.
But I was going to say, I don't think those questions are posed enough to the right people.
That's what I say. You got to ask other contemporaries in your field. Also goes back to our episode. You're not in competition with everybody.
No.
Everybody is not your competition.
No.
You got to check your ego.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing about being in business, want to stay in business.
Yes, you do. That's kind of the plan.
you got to make some sacrifices. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about sacrifices in a monetary sense. We're talking about sacrificing your realm of thinking.
Yeah.
Change course.
No longer being a bull in a china shop.
You might just need to be a person looking at the china.
Mills, walk by the window and keep going.
Understanding the different patterns.
I was going to say, I was like, you might not, you might realize you don't even like china. You know, I like disposable.
Yes, yes, yes. See, that's what I'm saying. The thought process.
Yes, it is. It is.
The thought process is still the same as 6 months ago, a year ago, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, yeah, a decade ago. It ain't going to work right now.
Right.
It's just not.
Right.
Even for us, the thought process has changed over mm-hmm. the years.
Mm-hmm.
And our thought process is still ever changing.
It is.
So, Ms. Park, I appreciate you coming in and sitting Thank down with you. Me today. What great insight do you have for them as we get ready to close out this episode?
I think you actually hit the nail on the head.
Which nail was that?
About the bull in the china shop. Sometimes, you know, you might decide you don't like a pattern. Sometimes you just might not need to go in the store. Look through the window.
We'll catch y'all next time.